Good morning, guys. This is Fitz. You have dialed into the Fitz Group National Conference call. We used to be regional, but now we're national, coast to coast and border to border. And this morning, usually what we like to do is do some sort of training to kind of, it's training of what top producers do and really give you some insight into what makes a top producer and how to become a better top producer. And ordinarily, we like to kick things off by going through numbers from the last week, but we have incomplete numbers. So rather than doing a poor job of reporting numbers to you this morning and recognizing those folks who made it happen, what we're going to do instead is hold off on that until next week, and we'll do numbers next week on next week's call, so be sure to tune into that. If you want to hear your numbers, if you want to hear how you compare with the rest of the Fitz Group. That said, I do have a couple of quick announcements I want to make sure to touch on. Weekly regional conference calls, we do these year on it right now. It's every Wednesday morning. Hopefully you tuned in yesterday on Tuesday afternoon to NAA's national conference call. They do it every Tuesday, 12 Central, 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific. it is a fantastic call, especially geared towards brand new producers, but I happen to know that a lot of existing producers are getting something out of it, so be sure to tune into that call. Every Wednesday afternoon, NAA does a national call, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, 10 Pacific. And it is a national call geared towards recognizing national production. It's also an opportunity for them to do some national training, so be sure to tune into that. Last week we heard how we could all make an extra $100 per household. If you are, if you did not listen to that call, be sure to get on the NAA site and download that MP3. And finally, if you're local to the Dallas meeting, we do an opportunity meeting. We are doing an opportunity meeting this Thursday night. So if you have folks that are interested in the NAA opportunity or would like to participate in with us and hopefully, you know, full-time or part-time, but just go and make some extra cash for themselves, be sure to get them to our opportunity meeting. It's here in our Fitz Group office in Dallas, or Addison technically, but it's Thursday from 5 to 6. So be sure to get folks here, but also let us know if they're coming so we can have a good accounting of who to expect. That said, I want to go ahead and I don't think I have any more announcements. I want to go ahead and jump right into training this morning. But real quick, I want to stop and blow my nose. I'm putting it on mute. Sorry about that, guys, but nothing irritates me more than hearing somebody sniff. It irritates me more when it's me. So, done with that. Okay. This morning, by popular demand, I am redoing a call that I did. I think the last time I covered this was maybe a couple of months ago. So, I'm redoing this, and this is it's 8 steps to put money in your pockets. This is what we call the system. A lot of folks hear about plugging into the system, and that guy's a product of the system, and we maybe a lot of times don't go through and specify exactly what the system is. So that's what I want to cover this morning. We hear a lot of the top producers talking about the system, a lot of the top managers talking about the system. I feel like every conference call I get on with NAA, the three owners are talking about plugging into the system and being a part of that system. And so I want to cover with you this morning exactly what that means on a day-to-day basis and exactly what that means on a almost hourly basis. So before I jump into that 8 steps to put money in your pockets, and by the way, you can shoot me emails all during the call at fitz@thefitzgrouponline.com, fitz@thefitzgrouponline.com. There's three cardinal rules and three nevers that we live by with NAA. And when I'm speaking about these things, I'm talking about NAA and the Fitz Group, but we live by these three cardinal rules. Number one, never embarrass your upline. Never embarrass your upline. Never embarrass your manager. Never embarrass the person that's trying to help you. Just put yourself in their shoes in that example. If somebody were to embarrass you, would you really want to help them? So it's just a good cardinal rule. Never embarrass. Never do anything for the first time without checking upline. I recently had somebody come to me and say, "Fitz, I tried this special marketing way, you know, this certain ad, and I spent a lot of money on it, and it didn't work." And I kind of chuckled, and I said, I could have told you that, because I tried it a couple of years ago. And I know it doesn't work. I spent my money doing it. So that's why we like to say never check, never do anything for the first time without checking. And never pass negative downline or across line. So if you're recruiting, if you're building a team, don't pass negative down to that team. You pass negative up. If you're in a sales meeting or on these conference calls, never pass negative across. If you can visualize that, let's say, for example, on this call, Dan Gillingham is a guy who's building a team with the Fitz Group, and so is Bob Niles. Those two shouldn't pass negative side to side. Okay. So those are the three cardinal rules. Now here's the three nevers. The three nevers. Never mess with anybody's money. Never mess with anybody's money. Never mess with anybody's spouse is number two. Never mess with anybody's spouse. And number three is never mess with anybody's ego. Never mess with anybody's ego. Three cardinal rules again were never embarrass your manager, your upline. Number two was never do anything for the first time without checking with your manager. Number three was never pass negative downline or crossline. The three nevers are never mess with anybody's money. Number two is don't mess with their spouse. And three is don't mess with their ego. Those really six things are sort of the basis of what I'm going to talk about the rest of this call. This is what we live by. It's what we believe. It's what we're going to teach our teams. So if you're new to the Fitz Group, you're new to NAA, and maybe this is the very first time you've ever heard me mention any of this stuff, this is our credo, if you will. This is what we live by, these six things I just listed. That's what we believe. You should know that. And more importantly, that's what we're going to teach, because we want folks on our team to believe the same thing. We think if we can all live by these six things, life's going to be pretty good for all of us. Okay. Eight steps to put money in your pockets. This is the system. I'm repeating it so you can make your notes and write it out how you like. But eight steps to put money in your pockets is called the system. Again, when you hear people talking about plugging into the system, or you hear any reference in emails or conference calls or MP3s about the system, these eight steps are what we're talking about. Number one, first thing, personal use. Buy a policy for yourself. If you just bought a new house or refinanced, you can buy mortgage protection for yourself. If you need to do some estate planning or some college planning or some retirement planning, you can buy an equity index universal life. NAA talked about last week about the Foresters program, the UL Passport program. That is a children's policy up to age 15. NAA has not had one application turned down by Foresters yet with this passport. That's what their call was about last week, about making an extra $100 per household. Annuities as needed. Maybe you are like a lot of us. You're in the corporate world before you came here. You left a 401k behind when you quit that job or laid off or retired or whatever. And you need to roll that over because you want to manage it. You don't want your old boss to manage it for you. You want to manage it. You can do that, and you can make commissions on that. Let's say you had $200,000 in a 401k. You can roll that and make anywhere from 8 to like 11%, depending on the annuity you go with. Call it 10%, you just made $20,000. And we have the best annuities in the country. If you want to sell annuities, NAA has their own annuity dealer. It's called Main Street. They actually do their conference call every Thursday for NAA to train us on annuities. So it doesn't matter if you don't know anything about them. You can still get on that call and learn about them. So buy a policy for yourself. One of the best sales techniques I ever had, and we've talked about this over the last couple of weeks, one of the best sales techniques I ever had was I wanted my clients to ask me, which one did you buy? Which option did you choose? And I would throw out my three different F&G policies and say, well, actually, I didn't just choose one of these options. I chose three different options that our company offers. First one I chose was this, and here's why. Second I chose was this, and here's why. And this is why I got the third one. There's a lot of credibility when you can show people your policies. You're not just out there selling or pushing something. You believe in it enough that you purchase one for yourself. I think it's disgusting, and you guys know me. If you tune into this call before, you know I step on toes. Sometimes I step on my own. But I think it's disgusting when a life insurance agent dies and their family doesn't have any life insurance money coming to them. I think that's disgusting. And it's happened way too often. So the homework assignment from today's call is next week. By next week, you need to turn in an application on yourself if you don't have one on yourself. Turn one in. You get paid commissions on it, and you have the coverage that you need. So that's the first step in the system, personal use. You got to buy a policy for yourself. Number two step of the system, you got to work. You got to work. You got to show this to as many people as you can. Show what you're selling. Show the programs that you have. But you also have to go out there and show the opportunity with folks. I recently did a show of hands here in Dallas sales meeting, and I said, how many of you guys do not want to build a team? There was one or two people that said that. Yesterday afternoon, I was invited out to Ralph Simpson's group. They were celebrating breaking the $1 million mark. And I asked a bunch of people, do you want to build a team? Is that what you're wanting to do? Do you want to build a team? Not one person said they didn't want to build a team. Maybe you're on the call saying, I don't want to build a team. Well, you're definitely in the minority. It's not a bad thing. I'm not putting you down. It's truly, believe me, it is not a bad thing. I understand if you don't. There's some days I wish I hadn't. But most days I'm glad I did. So number two thing is you've got to work. You've got to show this. First step in working, you need to make a list of friends, family, and former clients. Friends, family, and former clients. Well, I've been in one of these deals before. They take that list and they call my people and they steal my commissions. It's not at all what we're going to do. Not at all what we're going to do. Matter of fact, if you'll share that list with your manager, we're going to show you how to close them, and you'll make the commissions on it. But let's just say you've been burned 1,000 times in the past. A lot of us have that come to this opportunity. Let's just say you're one of us that have been burned. No big deal. Here's what you do. You've been burned, so it's hard to trust again. We get that. Trust me, I understand that. So here's what you do. You go to www.kitmarketing.com, www.kitmarketing.com, stands for Keep in Touch Marketing. It's NAA's personal drip marketing service. And you can start an account with them. What you'll do is upload your contacts in there. If you already have them in an Excel database or Access or any of those typical database services, you can upload them straight in here. If not, you can manually type them in. No big deal. No big deal to manually type them in. But you go on there, you type them in, and what we're going to do is send what Kit's going to do for you. Now, it costs you something. It's not free. But they're going to send a letter a month to your friends, family, and former clients, and whoever else the heck you put in there. You know, everybody on your street, maybe. Everybody in your church directory. Your doctor, your lawyer, your dentist, whoever, your garbage man. They're going to mail those folks. The first letter is going to be an introductory letter, just letting them know what you do for a living. Every letter after that is going to be a different letter marketing some product that we have to offer. We've had annuity letters go out. We've had extra insurance letters go out. Children's policy letters go out. all in an opportunity, all in an effort to help you make some sales. That's step one of working. Step two of working, make the phone calls. You get your leads, you need to dial those numbers that day. We typically have leads out by Tuesday. It varies, sometimes Monday afternoon, sometimes Tuesday afternoon. We typically have leads out by then. You need to jump on it immediately and dial the numbers. Cameron Kimmel talks a lot about how as soon as she gets leads, she dials the numbers. She wrote $11,345 last week. Get the leads, dial the numbers. You dial them 3, 4, 5 times a day. Go through every one of your leads every day. And if for some reason you can't close something, let somebody know. Let your manager know or another agent know. Maybe you guys can trade leads and keep working. But you got to make those phone calls. And the purpose of the phone calls is to yield the number of appointments you need, to make the number of sales you need, to make the money you need. My goal was always to have 10 to 15 appointments per week. I'm not saying that has to be your goal, but it's not a bad goal to have, 10 to 15 appointments per week. But Fitz, I'm not getting 10 to 15 leads a week. It may be true for you. Don't look at the obstacle. Look at the end result that you want, and your brain will automatically start figuring out ways to get there. 10 to 15 appointments per week is the goal. That's step two. Step three of working is write the applications. So number one was make the list of friends, family, former clients, put it into Kit Marketing. Number two was make the phone call. Number three in working is write the applications. Close the deals. Close the deals. It's funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's not ha-ha funny. It's maybe ironic, or it's odd how agents will come back to me or come back to the new agent mentors here in the office, and they say, yeah, I didn't close that deal, and here's why. And what they proceed to tell me is every way that the client sold them. I'm not interested in how the client sells you. I'm interested in how you sell the client, because that's what puts money in your bank account, and that's what ensures that they will have a house to live in forever. You've got to show the people that you care enough. And I love this example. Philip Hudgens always says this. If your child was in a burning house, and you walk up on it and you realize that your child is in there, what would you do to get in there and get the child out? Yeah, Heather and I are expecting our first child here at the end of August, and I can already tell you, it's crazy how I already love this child so much. But I can already tell you, I'd do whatever the heck I had to get in there and get that child out. Sacrifice my own life for that child. I'm sure you would do the same for your kids. So now, use that same tenacity, that same caring, and apply it to helping save your clients from the burning house. These folks, most folks, that are, especially the ones that are responding to our letters, are in a dire situation. If they die, they're going to lose that. Their spouse is going to lose that house, and the spouse and the kids are going to have to find some place to live. And way too often, where they find to live is on the street or in a car. Oh, Fitz, you're just being dramatic. No, why don't you read some magazine articles here lately? It's terrible what happens to people that don't have insurance. Terrible. I was just down in Mississippi this past weekend for a family reunion. And it was an area that got really, it was really hit hard by Katrina. And there were still a ton of trees down. I don't see anything on the news about Mississippi. It's all about New Orleans. But Mississippi was hit just as bad. My family and friends that are down there were hit just as bad. And they were pointing out to me people who didn't have insurance. And you know how they were pointing them out to me? These were people that the trees were still straight through their house. It's been months, and they haven't gotten it removed yet. They didn't have insurance. Same thing happens with this. Show the people that you care enough to push maybe a little bit harder, to ask that question that you're scared to ask but know you need to in order to make the sale. Evoke emotions and then get them covered. Guys, and we've talked about this the last couple weeks, but what we sell is an intangible. You can't go take it for a test drive and test out the radio and try to squeal the tires. You can't do that with this. So you have to paint pictures of how this is going to work. You have to paint pictures of what's going to happen if they have this policy and something happens, or if they don't have this policy and something happens. You have to paint those pictures. Step four in working. See, the first three were just talking about how to sell. This fourth one, show them how they can do what you're doing to make extra money part-time. Invite them to the next opportunity meeting. I'm not committing to this just yet, but I'm really seriously going to start. I'm saying it, but I'm not committing to it. How do you like that? I'm going to start doing an hour-long opportunity meeting once a week on a conference call. So no matter where in the country you are, you can tie people into that conference call. I love this number. Mike, I gave Mike great credit. I'm not going to give him credit anymore. It's my fact and figure now. But the average shortfall on a monthly basis that causes a bankruptcy. So this number is from people who have filed bankruptcy, and they looked at the average shortfall they were every month. $400 is all it took. $400 is all it would have taken to keep them from filing bankruptcy. That's a lot of people out there that we're seeing, a lot of people out there that we know. They can sell a small policy a month and make $400 extra. Very part-time, making one sale a month. That's very part-time. So show them how they can do what you're doing to make extra money. Somebody called, I was talking to an agent the other day. I can't remember who it was, but they said, yeah, Fitz, I had a client call in and say, I need to use that unemployment rider that you got in that policy that I bought. And the agent ended up recruiting him. Oh, really? Did you lose your job? Yes. I may have something for you. Boom. Recruited him. You got to show them. Step three of the system. So that was step two, work. It's probably the biggest one. Step three of the system is listen to tapes or MP3s. Listen to tapes or MP3s. Burn them to CDs if you need to ride around and listen to them. You can go to naafitz.com. naafitz.com. Log in as an agent. If you don't have that agent, log in. Get with your manager. And you can download MP3s. You can download MP3s. Beautiful. You can go to FitzGroupTraining.com. I think everybody on here probably should have done that by now in order to get your new agent training done. We're making changes to this right now. But the changes we're making are good changes. But you can download these MP3s and listen to them. Download the MP3s and listen to them. It's a beautiful thing. Download them and listen to them more than once. You listen to them 7 times. I read that somewhere once that for the average person to remember something, you need to hear it 7 times. That's one of the tricks I've always read about how to memorize somebody's name when you meet them for the first time. You repeat their name 7 times in 7 different ways. Your name's Bob? Boy, it's nice to meet you, Bob. What do you do for a living, Bob? And how long have you been doing that, Bob? Bob, are you married? You just keep going until you've said it 7 times. Bob, 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 Bob. Now you got that his name is Bob. You get it. Same way with listening to these MP3s. Listen to them over and over and over and over and over. Need to read books. This is step four of the system. Read books. Fitz, do I really have to do all these steps so far? No, you do not. Please don't misunderstand me this morning. You do not have to do all 8 steps I'm covering today. You also do not have to be successful with NAA. The people who are most successful with NAA do these 8 steps, and it's like they're falling out of bed. They do them so easily. It's in them. It's who they are. Number 4 is read books. What book should I read, Fitz? I would say start with the book list on the NAA website, which is www.naafitz.com. My personal recommendation, I believe this is on the book list on NAA's website, my personal recommendation, first book you need to read, since you're in the life insurance industry, you need to read How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Betcher. I've read that, Fitz. Have you read it in the last week? A lot of times when I quote that book off, people say, oh, I read that 20 years ago. What good is it doing you today? Read it today. Read it this week. It is a very easy book to read. It is about a guy who was making $1 million a year during the Great Depression selling life insurance. I can't think of any book more applicable to our lives. That's the first book you need to read. Frank Betcher, B-E-T-T-G-E-R, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success. The second book after that that I would read is also an easy read. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. David J. Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, The Magic of Thinking Big. Those are two easy books to get you out of the gate. Once you've read those, consult the book list on NAA's website and go from there. Consult with your manager and go from there. If you ask your manager for a book to read and they don't know, there's a tip. Probably not the manager you want to work with. Ooh, I just stepped on some toes, I'm sure. Good. It's my job. I get paid to do that. Read 15 to 30 minutes each night. Fitz, I don't like to read. I'm not a very good reader. Hey, I grew up in North Carolina. I can completely understand not being a good reader. It's part of our state motto. You want to know how I became a good reader? I practiced. I focused on reading just one page of that book before I went to bed at night. Just one page. And that takes a long time to read one page every night. It takes a long time to finish that book. But I focused on reading one page. And then I got into it a little bit and I read the second page. Before I knew it, I was reading 15 to 30 minutes. And before I knew it, I couldn't put the book down. I was reading a couple of chapters before I went to bed. 15 to 30 minutes each night. We talk about listening to tapes and reading books because we believe in fixing you. I've gotten to be infamous, maybe, for saying whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or independent, it doesn't matter. Those three parties to me have done squat for America. What? There's odd things they've done, random things maybe that you can credit one of the parties with or two of the parties, whatever. But all in all, they don't do anything for America. Americans do for America. We've got to work on us. We've got to fix us. We can't blame the rest of the world for our problems unless we're perfect. The best example I like to use is you can't blame F&G's underwriting unless you filled out the application perfectly. Unless you scrubbed your apps exactly. Unless you didn't miss one blank or one supplemental form or one signature or one check. If you didn't miss any of that stuff, then maybe you could blame them for being slow. But what I bet is you're going to see business getting issued so fast, you won't have time to blame anybody. That's just the best example. Work on you. Draw on your piece of paper a circle. And inside of that circle, write the word you, Y-O-U. What you need to focus on for the first 6 months in this business, and really, that's just to create the habit. It'll eventually be for life. Focus on that circle. Don't focus on anything outside of that circle. Don't focus on how somebody could help you more. Help yourself. Work on you. Step 5 of the system. Step 5 of the system is attend all functions. That's funny, Bob. Attend all functions. What do I mean by a function? You're on a function right now. It's a function is a happening where training is going on. How about that? You're on one right now. It's called a teleconference call. The FITS group has a teleconference call on Monday afternoon. NAA has one Tuesday afternoon. We have one Wednesday morning. NAA has one Wednesday afternoon. On Thursday, you can tie into the annuity training with NAA. Those are teleconference calls. If you're a builder or you want to build a team and you've talked to me about that, there's a couple other conference calls that you're on. Don't miss any of them. Attend all functions. Don't miss any of them. Well, it's easy for you to say, Fitz, you lead a lot of them. Yes, I do. The ones I don't lead, I don't miss. The ones I do lead, I don't miss. I don't miss them. It's not that I don't miss them because I'm in leadership. It's that I'm in leadership because I don't miss them. It's not that I make the money I make, and so I'm on the call. It's I was on the call, and so I make the money I make. And this, which came first, the chicken or the egg scenario, I'm telling you, it was the egg. I had to be on the conference call first. I didn't get in this business and instantly make a seven-figure income. It took some learning. It took some education. The only way you're going to get that is being on the conference calls. Weekly training sessions. If you're local to Dallas or you're remotely local, you're within driving distance of Dallas, you should come to our weekly sales meetings here. Every Tuesday morning, 10 to 12. And you know what I think? There's no good excuse for missing. There's no good excuse for missing. I felt like poo-poo yesterday, and I was here at the sales meeting. Well, you have to, Fitz. It's in your office, and you lead it. No, I could duck out of it just like anybody else, but I was here because it's important. I learned something yesterday, and the people who came learned something. Well, I'm not in a local meeting, Fitz. Start one. I didn't have a local meeting when I moved to Dallas from North Carolina. I started one. And at first, it was just me, but I did it every Tuesday. And then I recruited somebody, and it was the two of us. And I recruited a couple more, and the first guy recruited a couple more, and now all of a sudden it was growing. And we moved from the dining room to a hotel, from a hotel to an office. Regional meetings and national convention. Tomorrow is a regional meeting that you shouldn't miss. If you're in Atlanta, you need to be at the Atlanta Hilton, Airport Hilton tomorrow. I believe it's tomorrow evening. Kyle Weinbrenner is the host. Ed Orell and Laurie Dindy are the guest speakers. Why should I go, Fitz? You may screw up and learn something. It'd be good for you. I'm not going to knowingly tell you something to do that's bad for you. Because that would hurt me. And I think we all agree, we each love ourselves more than we love anybody else. It's just a fact. We're more about self-preservation. So I'm not going to tell you anything that's going to hurt you because it'll roll up and hurt me. You should go to that regional meeting. You should go to the national conventions. You guys who are agency managers, you should work hard and get into the top 15 so you can go to Bermuda in June. Another national convention. F&G's taking a bunch of us to Tucson next week because we qualified with production. After that, the week after that, Shenandoah's taking us to Hawaii for a week for production. You shouldn't miss those. Well, I'm missing these, Fitz. Okay, don't miss any more. Draw a line in the sand and say, I'm never going to miss another one. I'll be at every one from now on. National conventions that NAA does are always, they always seem to be in January. The first 2 years they were in Atlanta. Last year they were here in Dallas, and they've already said this next one's going to be in Dallas. You should go ahead and plan on being there. As soon as the dates come out, mark it on your calendar. Matter of fact, I think the dates have already come out. Put it on your calendar. You shouldn't get to the week before convention and go, oh, I can't go. I didn't know about it. I got something else planned. No, that's a lousy excuse. You knew about it all along. Go to the conventions. Weekly agency meetings. You sign up for the NAA email blast to find out about these functions. Sign up for the NAA email blast. Sign up for the Fitz Group email blast. If you're not getting a couple of email blasts a day, you're not on an email blast. You need to make sure you get on that. A lot of good information is passed out that way. Number six of the system. Hopefully this is helping some guys. Hopefully this call today is, because I'm not standing up here trying to beat you down. I'm trying to stand up here today and talk to you on the phone about what the top guys do in order to make the money they're making. This is it. It doesn't get any more basic than these eight steps. Number six, be teachable. You need to learn the system. These eight things need to be a part of your life. They need to be automatics. See, I've got on my Outlook. See, I use Microsoft Outlook on my computer because I like having a calendar, and it seems to be about the best one out there. And it synchronizes with my BlackBerry. So that's why I like email, because I have my BlackBerry with me. I can answer emails just about anywhere I am. May not be able to talk on a phone, but I can answer an email. And it synchronizes. The calendar synchronizes between the two. I know Wednesday at noon Central Time, I've got a conference call to be on. I don't plan anything during that hour because the system is who I am now. I am a product of the system. Without the NAA system, I would not be making the seven-figure income that I am making. There's a lot of folks on this phone that can attest to that for themselves, that they are a product of the system. Also with being teachable, change quickly. I like this general statement. If you knew how to make $1 million, you'd already be doing it. It's a very general statement. Folks come on board with us and they say, you know what, I don't need to learn what you got, I'm doing all right already. Really? How come you answered an ad? How come you posted your resume on Monster? How come you did those things? Those don't seem to be the kind of things people do when they're making plenty of money already. I had one guy recently say, well, you know, Fitz, I made plenty of money and I just got bored. Bull. You don't make plenty of money and then just get bored. If you have plenty of money, you find things to do. Not a one of them includes starting at the bottom in a sales organization. So my recommendation is be teachable and change quickly. None of us know how much time we have left on Earth, so we might as well change quickly so we can maximize the time we have left. It's the right thing to do for our families. Number seven step in the system is be accountable. Ooh. Be accountable. This one may hit some folks between the eyes. We like to start folks out on a free lead program because we like to give you an opportunity to get some cash flow coming in before you pay for your leads. We also like to give you an opportunity to learn to trust us. We told you our leads are good, and we're proving it to you on our dollar. But to get a higher contract, you got to start paying for your leads. So this is where I step on some toes. Be accountable. Pay all bills on time. That's part of being accountable. Accountable. Sounds like it comes from the same root word as accounting. Pay all bills on time. If you're paying for your leads right now, you need to have check protection. Go get yourself a little line of credit with the bank. Doesn't have to be anything big, but the bigger you can make it, the bigger it's, you know, the better it is. Why? Because you anticipate on growing, right? Get check protection. Make sure your lead bill's going to clear. If you know your lead bill's not going to clear, let somebody know ahead of time. not a month later, ahead of time. When I first got started in this business, I didn't have the opportunity to get free leads. I paid for them automatically. And I started on a 50 contract. Nobody on this call started on a 50. I started on a 50, and I was paying for my leads. You know what I did on Saturdays? I checked my commission statement with F&G, not because I was interested to see how much I was making, but to see if my lead bill would clear on Monday. I think it's bull if you have a lead bill bounce and you didn't know it. I think there's a good chance you could be lying. I'm stepping on some toes. I know I am. And they maybe need to be stepped on. Be prepared. I mean, I was a Boy Scout. Be prepared is our motto, right? Be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. I know folks who've gone out and gotten a home loan. They took an equity line of credit out of their house to use as check protection or to buy leads or to pay for travel where leads are in abundance. I'm not promoting all those things to do, but I know a lot of people who have, and not a one of them has it worked out poorly for. Number two step in being accountable, build up all teams. Build up all agencies. We are a team, and a rising tide raises all ships. If you're out there in the field and your client says, hey, I already purchased from somebody, find out who the heck they purchased from. If it's an NAA agent, do not replace that business. I don't care if they're on my team or not. If it's somebody with NAA, I'm not going to replace it. I'm a team player. I'm accountable to NAA. And I like to focus on making NAA money. Because it seems like the more money NAA makes, the more money I end up making. Funny how it works. Bigger they get, the bigger I get. Bigger I get, the bigger they get. Same works with you and me and NAA. Be accountable to that. Be accountable to the team. That's one thing that really sets NAA apart from the rest of the country, is we play ball as a team. And I don't care how good Michael Jordan ever was, and I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan because I'm a Tar Heel. Not because I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, but I'm a Tar Heel. Huge Michael Jordan fan. I don't care how good he is. He couldn't beat five All-Stars on a five-on-one game. Maybe he beat them once or twice out of 100. See, we play ball as a team because that's the better way to play. It's more fun to play as a team because you have a better chance of winning as a team. Picture if you're playing tennis, which is a singles or a doubles sport, but let's say you're playing singles. What if you had five of you on that one side of the court? Don't you think you'd play a little bit better? Yes. You have a better chance of winning. That's how we play. So if we're going to play by that way, and as a result, all of us makes more money that way, we have to be accountable to the team. We can't drag other teams under the mud. I had an agent the other day that's not in my group, but is with NAA, contact my office. Said, hey, I want to come. I'm coming through town. I want to stop in and go to your sales meeting. I let their manager know that they had sent me that message because their manager had already told them no. I'm accountable to the team. He told me to handle it however I saw fit. But I made sure to let him know that this kind of thing, he had an agent that was trying to go around him. Because it was the right thing to do. You can't ever screw up doing the right thing. You'll never get off track if you do the right thing. That's being accountable. The final point of being accountable is be good for your word. Be good for your word. I've had a lot of people ask me, Fitz, how do these lead inventories with NAA create? Maybe you guys have seen the lead inventory report. It comes out once a week from NAA, and I think we forward it out too. How do these lead inventories build up? Well, here's how it happens most of the time. A manager puts in an order for leads, a standing order. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks for NAA to get that standing order mailed and returned. Because they have to get the data, they have to mail it, and they have to wait on the customer to send the letter back. 4 to 6 weeks before you start getting letters back on one mailing. But during that time, they've mailed 4 to 6 weeks worth of letters, and oftentimes at the end of that 4 to 6 weeks, the manager says, you know what, forget it, I don't really want to work that area. That's how a lot of the inventory is created within AA, because managers put in orders and they pull them out. Those managers aren't good for their word, and those managers aren't seeing the success that others are. Well, same with you. You need to be good for your word. You get our leads, you sell our products. Period. Get our leads, you sell our products. If you're getting our leads, and I see you selling with another company, I get suspicious. And I start investigating. Which I hate doing because it wastes time. It's a negative thing. It drains me doing it. But by God, somebody's using my leads to sell another company, I'm going to terminate them. Make sure they never do business with our companies again. Period. That's a little hard, Fitz. Hey, that's the way it's got to be. We're spending a bunch of money to create leads. We're not a lead company. It's not how we make our money. We make our money by selling the insurance. It's vital that you're accountable to that. Be good for your word. Be good for your word. I said this a couple weeks ago on an NAA call. I don't play this business as a game. This game that I'm playing is my life. And I think a lot of you would agree, if somebody started hitting on your wife or hitting on your spouse, wouldn't you get a little mad? If somebody took food out of your baby's mouth, wouldn't you get mad? If somebody tried to take the roof out from over your house, wouldn't you get mad? That's how I play this. This is my life. We're looking for others that want to play just like that. Be accountable. Be good for your word. And the final step in the system is communicate with your growing manager. Communicate with your growing manager. See, a lot of you guys were hired by somebody. If you're hired by our office, if Ian interviewed you and you've been dealing with Bruno, most likely you're direct to us anyway. But some folks in here on this call, you were hired by somebody else who's direct to us. Well, my advice, communicate with your growing manager. In that statement, I have to make a couple of definitions. Communicate. Let's start there, since it was the first word in the statement. Communicate with the growing manager. Communicate means keep your manager abreast of what's going on. With me, if you're communicating with me, the best way of communicating with me is through email. Absolutely the best way. Calling me and leaving messages is not the best way. It just isn't. Messages get lost, that sort of stuff. My email sits right there until I deal with it. Sometimes I'm in appointments. Or I'm in meetings and I can't take a call. But I can shoot an email. Sometimes I'm sitting in the airport. I don't like having conversations in airports. But I don't mind shooting emails. Communicate. Let your manager know what's going on with the leads that you've gotten. Let your manager know if you're not making sales. Let your manager know if you're struggling in the home. Or let your manager know if you're seeing success in the home and the things you're seeing success doing. Communicate. Talk, type, write, whatever. Communicate with your growing manager. Ah, there's the other definition I need to cover. What does growing manager mean, Fitz? What does growing manager mean? Well, let me just say it this way. I'll say it two different ways. Number one, if you've recruited somebody, you're not necessarily a growing manager. You're somebody who recruited somebody. I can do that at $50 a head. I can hire somebody at $50 a head to recruit for me. So that's all that represents to me. So if you recruited, not necessarily a growing manager. What is a growing manager then? The easy way of looking at it, a growing manager is the one who's doing these eight things. Growing manager is somebody who's doing these eight things. If you're a manager on the call and you're not doing these eight things, you're not really a growing manager. Make a decision. Grow or get out of the way. Because if you're recruiting people and you're not doing these eight things, you're holding them back. Period. End of story. End of discussion. So a growing manager is somebody who, number one, buys policies on themselves. Number two, works. Number three, listens to the tapes or MP3s. Number four, reads books. Number five, attends all functions. Number six, is teachable. Number seven, is accountable. And number eight, is talking to their growing manager. You know what? With the growing manager statement, the buck stops with me. I report directly to NAA, but I'm doing those eight things religiously, daily. Buck stops with me. No reason to go anywhere else. And the fortunate thing is, if you don't like my personality, we've got a lot of personalities here in the office that you maybe could get along with. I did that on purpose because I know I don't get along with everybody. Everybody doesn't get along with me. No big deal. Got to understand your weaknesses, right? So those are the eight steps to put money in your pockets. That's the system. So anytime you hear talk about the system, this is what it's talking about. It's about those eight things. I just saw the email come across from NAA. Hopefully everybody else saw it too. Ralph Simpson is actually going to be the guest on NAA's call. He's going to have two or three of his superstars. Ralph Simpson's part of the Fitch Group, guys. We're very proud of him because they just broke $1 million and made $1 million last year in income. And very proud of these guys. I'm telling you, one of the best trainers and best leaders in the country. You guys need to tune into the call in an hour. It's 12 o'clock Central when that call is, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Pacific. Be on that call. You will not regret it. It will put money in your pockets. I guarantee it. That said, guys, go knock it out of the park. April's half through, and you deserve it. Your family deserves for you to go out there and work and make money and cover America's families. Go make it happen, guys. Bye-bye.